Everyone deserves the right to basic needs. And for years, Direct Federal Credit Union and Katie's Closet have teamed up to help children facing homelessness and poverty. And now you can help too by donating to Hot 96.9 Sweats for Students. To give students in need life-changing access to clothing and basic necessities. Donate today at hot969boston.com/help.
B-Pod Studios.
Boston. Get up. Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa.
The Get Up Crew.
Hot 96.9.
Hey, real quick.
Yes.
Ramiro.
Melissa.
You all right?
Me?
Yeah. Are you okay?
I think so.
Are you sure?
What did I do?
Well.
Oh, God. What did I do?
So your wife reached out to us over the weekend.
Yeah.
Because apparently, your daughter, Lucy.
Yeah.
Soon to be two.
Yeah.
Was making some observations about something that she had found. Wait. And I'm not going to even say what it is. I'm just going to have you. If you look right in front of you on your little computer there, there's a button that says play. Over here. No.
Where?
Here. In front of you.
Where you usually play
things
from.
Where you usually play things out of. Just hit play and maybe you can explain what this is.
All right, hold on. I don't even I'm nervous about this now.
What?
The Barbie demon.
In the cup?
Dad.
What was in the cup?
Demon.
Oh. From who?
Barbie demon.
So,
wait, what happened?
Poppy's semen. Your daughter, your 2-year old, your soon to be 2-year old, is talking about her dad's semen in a cup.
She sent you that? I can't believe she sent you that.
Can what? You explain?
That is so messed up.
Can you please explain what? Yes.
A lot of questions.
Yes.
But go ahead.
Did she tell you what it was?
No.
It was.
How old your daughter?
She's going to be 2 in June.
Okay. So, no semen. All
okay.
Right.
So, you guys know I got the vasectomy thing
yes.
a couple months ago. So, I had to go.
Oh, it's a follow-up thing?
Yeah, it's a follow-up.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. So, you have to go when you have to do your thing and yeah. drop it off at the lab.
Yeah.
So, it was on Friday, and Friday was a crazy day. So I said to my wife, I was like, crap. I was like, I got to go to the hospital today. She goes, what do you mean you have to go to the hospital? I said, I got to go drop off the sample. Yeah. So the baby had Lucy. She didn't feel good. So we had to bring her to a doctor's appointment.
Mm-hmm.
So I said, on the way to the doctor's appointment, we'll just stop off at the lab and
right.
drop it off. I go, so let me just go run upstairs
right,
real quick.
Right, you know, do a little.
And take care of this.
Right.
Yeah. So I ran upstairs, God. Came down with the cup full of stuff, and I just kind of left it on the counter.
Oh, my God.
And she's in a very curious stage right now where, like, she'll literally be behind you as you're doing something, and she's like, what are you doing? And you're like, you know, whatever. I'm cooking. What are you doing? What are you doing? She'll just keep asking you.
And I've been to your house recently, and she is definitely tall enough to be able to, like, reach up on the
yeah.
counter and push stuff over and, like, whack
so,
it.
So yeah, so she was reaching for it.
Oh my God.
And I said, no, you can't touch that. And she said, why? And I go, and I was just joking around. And I said, because that's Poppy C. I didn't think that she'd repeat it. So
well, come on.
Yeah. So then I went off to kind of, you know, finish getting ready and stuff. And next thing you know, Nicole's recording her. And
what?
The Poppy C.
And the cup?
Yeah.
What was in the cup?
Semen.
Oh. From who?
I can't believe.
She sounded so proud. She was, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, my. I said that so fast.
Boston.
Get up.
The Get Up Crew. Hot 96.9.
Everyone deserves the right to basic needs. And for years, Direct Federal Credit Union and Katie's Closet have teamed up to help children facing homelessness and poverty. And now you can help too by donating to Hot 96.9 Sweats for Students. To give students in need life-changing access to clothing and basic necessities. Donate today at hot969boston.com/help.